Rocker Jack White threatens to sue Donald Trump for using his music. By Simon Kent on August 30, 2024. White Stripes frontman Jack White has added his name to the list of musicians angry former President Donald Trump is using their music on the 2024 campaign trail. The latest reprimand came after Donald Trump's Deputy Director of Communications Marco Martin posted a video Thursday of the Republican candidate walking onto his private jet while the White Stripes Seven Nation Army played in the background. Very soon after, the guitarist and singer made clear he was not happy about it before threatening litigation while calling the campaign fascists. He countered the post on his Instagram page, saying, "Oh, don't even think about using my music, you fascists. Lawsuit coming from my lawyers about this, to add to your 5,000 others. Have a great day at work today, Marco Martin." White added, "And as long as I'm here, a double F. You done old for insulting our nation's veterans at Arlington, you scum. You should lose every military family's vote immediately from that if anything makes sense anymore." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Jack White, at official of Jack White. The rocker also referenced the debate over Trump taking a campaign photo op at Arlington National Cemetery. Margot Martin has already deleted the original post with no acknowledgement of White's acerbic response. White's post came after the Swedish pop band ABBA told the Trump campaign to stop using their songs for his campaign. The Trump campaign used ABBA hits such as "The Winner Takes It All" and "Money, Money, Money" at a Trump rally in Minnesota in July, the U.S. state with the largest percentage of Swedish descendants. In the past few weeks, the Trump campaign has also received angry responses from Celine Dion, the Foo Fighters, Beyoncé, Johnny Marr of the Smiths, and the estate of the late singer Sinead O'Connor. The family of the late soul singer Isaac Hayes had previously threatened Trump's campaign organizers. During Trump's 2020 presidential campaign, Phil Collins and the estate of the late Tom Petty also sent cease and desist letters to Trump's representatives. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.